The third and final book in the premier novel series for Christian women is out. The latest in the Anthems of Zion series is titled The Harvest Rays. It's written by Issues Etc. regular guest Katie Schuerman. Learn more about The Harvest Rays at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Harvest Rays, the Issues Etc. book of the month for August, 1-800-325-3040. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilka. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we like to play with our listeners. We play the soundbites, then you vote, and your votes determine which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, which one you're voting for, and especially why you're voting for it. The reason is very important. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. You can also vote by sending us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Same goes for any tweets that you would like to send us with your votes at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Katie Schuerman. Just finished a two-part conversation with her on a pastor's wife and her vocation. Here she is on the pastor's wife's blessings.
When you're a pastor's wife, you get a front row seat to the work of the gospel, a front row seat to the ways that our Lord provides for his people. Because I'm married to the pastor, I get to go to church a lot. Some people complain about Holy Week, that there's church every night and it's too much. I love it because I get to be with my family every night, including my husband. It is a precious gift to have your days ordered by the liturgical church here. But in my own joys and in my own suffering, how blessed am I that my pastor is there almost all the time to help me through it. And even in those challenges, even in those struggles, how blessed am I to be humbled and disciplined by the Lord in such a way through these trials of the church, to have that mirror put up to my face every day to show me just how tempted I am to trust in something other than the Word of God. You know, I want to trust in my own personality. I want to trust in my own charm. I want to trust in, you know, my own friendliness. God's Word is what works miracles in people's hearts. And through the church's successes and failures, I am disciplined. Through my own successes and failures, I am disciplined and reminded yet again that I am to put my trust in the Word of God. And even I, a humble pastor's wife who maybe thinks that I am more than I am, I just get to witness it. And I get to pray for all of these people and to be loved by them. It's a blessed life.
That's soundbite number one, Katie Schuerman on a pastor's wife's blessings. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Peter Kurowski. We were talking with him about racism. Here he is answering the question, does the Bible in any way support racism?
No. The Bible is the most anti-racist book and properly understood the most anti-slavery book in the world. The good news of the gospel is that God was in Christ reconciling the whole world unto himself, and God deeply, dearly, profoundly loves every single human being. To entertain racist thoughts is to be anti-love, to be anti-God and anti-truth. But the reality is, Todd, there is a little bit of a racism in every heart, a racist in every heart. Years ago, I was talking to Dr. Robert King, a wonderful black theologian who's now in the church above, his wife, Jean. Dr. King and I were having a good conversation with the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, Elvita King, And we all admit it, all of us, that by nature we have this little racist in our heart. And only when that racist is crucified by the cross of Christ and love comes forth, can that be the dominant mode of our thinking, our thought.
That is soundbite number two, Dr. Peter Kurowski answering the question, does the Bible support racism? If you'd like that one to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or via Twitter at issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Ryan Anderson. We're speaking recently with him about religious freedom. Here he is answering the question, what would strike the Constitution's framers about the situation of religious freedom in America today?
How much larger the claims of government now are. So if James Madison or Thomas Jefferson were to come back to the United States today and someone was to tell them about the Little Sisters of the Poor, their first response wouldn't be, well, the First Amendment protects the free exercise of religion. Their first response would be, what is the Department of Health and Human Services, and what gives it the authority to tell an order of nuns that they have to provide coverage for contraception in their health care plan? It's the growth of government, an unaccountable, ever-expanding kind of administrative state progressive form of governance. This isn't limited constitutional self-government that Madison and Jefferson thought they were setting up.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Ryan Anderson. What would strike the Constitution's framers about religious freedom in America today? If you'd like to vote for that one, just give us a call. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, August the 18th, 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter at issuesetc, or email talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote. Here's the fourth soundbite on this Friday afternoon. It comes from Pastor David Peterson. He's talking about the prophet Jeremiah, false prophets in Jeremiah's day and in ours.
We find preachers and churches and Christians who blasphemously want to be more gracious and kind than God himself. They want to out-gospel him. That's really what these antinomian preacher opponents of Jeremiah are saying. God is love, and he loves you just the way you are. Everyone's dysfunctional. We can't help but to sin. God won't be angry. He gave us the temple. Well, wrong. This is clear as a bell in Jeremiah. God is angry, and what they were preaching wasn't really the gospel at all. It was a lie. It was false preaching because it refused to abide by God's word and to listen to it, and instead made up something that it called the gospel, but in fact it was built upon placating the lusts of the flesh and keeping people docile sheep for Satan. I think that this is very much what is going on in the world today. And when churches just simply go along with it, you can hear the same sort of, oh, the worst sort of sin is to judge or to be self-righteous. Well, guess what? That's what the whole world thinks is the worst sin. These are the prophets of our age, and they must be condemned as Jeremiah condemned the false prophets of his day, lest we be destroyed just like Jerusalem has been destroyed.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson on Jeremiah and false prophets today. It is time for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, August the 18th. Phone call voters get to vote first, and they get a higher priority. 1-877-623-6943. They have an opportunity, also all the voters, to vote to win the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. Send us your email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us your vote via Twitter at issuesetc, or we have left space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week are next.
Religious liberty is an issue I think that we as Christians need to get out in front of.
Mark Hemingway talking about his joint presentation at the 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Whether it's willful or simple ignorance, the media have badly misrepresented this issue. It is also vital that all Americans understand just how foundational religious liberty and freedom of conscience are to the preservation of all American freedoms. And this is something that even those Americans who aren't religious should understand and agree with. I also happen to believe that we as Lutherans, with our understanding of Two Kingdoms theology, are in an excellent position to be the explainers and ambassadors of this issue.
You can meet and hear Mark and Molly Hemingway making the case for religious liberty at the Fall Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th in Houston, Texas. Registration is $120. Child care is free. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. You can vote for one of our four soundbites, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Katie Schuerman, a pastor's wife's blessings? Soundbite number two, Dr. Peter Kurowski, does the Bible support racism? Soundbite number three, Dr. Ryan Anderson, what he thinks would strike the Constitution's framers about religious freedom in America today? Or soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson on Jeremiah and false prophets then and today? 1-877-623-6943. Viola is listening in Petoskey, Michigan. Viola, welcome.
I vote for number four. I think that is one area that we need to... I haven't had a chance to read the book, but I don't know that much about it, but I think we as people, members of the church, we need to put more emphasis and give the people that go through confirmation more of a information on what our church is really about, and where the other, some of these other churches that people are flocking to, non-denominational, they just have a different, they approach everything different, and it's easy to, and they go there for more for fellowship than for really to worship. And so I vote for number four.
All right, Viola, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Michigan. 1-877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. In St. Louis, Diane is on the line. Hi, Diane.
Hi. All of them were good, but number four was best. I agree with what he said.
All right, Diane, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Let's see what Tessa has to say. She listens in Illinois. Hi, Tessa.
Hi. I'm going to go with number two. I hate to, but the racism, the acrimony that we've been hearing this last week from so many different directions, the lack of humility in our speaking to the people around us, the comment that the speaker said, we all have a little bit of racism in us. and we need to approach people around us with humility and asking for forgiveness. So I'm going with number two.
All right. Thank you very much, Tessa. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Anthony listens in South Carolina. I'm casting my vote for soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson, on Jeremiah and false prophets today. I really like hearing Pastor Peterson already, but that quote is just juicy. Love it, says Anthony. Thanks for listening in South Carolina. Rick listens in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's voting for soundbite number two. Dr. Peter Kurowski, does the Bible support racism? He says, having multiple discussions on racism in the past week all point to the same we are sinners problem, but the only way to address this with forgiveness of sins won for us by Jesus Christ on the cross. You are right, Rick. Thank you very much for listening in New Mexico. Another listener in Michigan, Matthew from Chelsea, Michigan, voting for Pastor Peterson, soundbite number four, for pointing out the continuity of false prophets and doctrines across the ages. His Christology places a well-timed barrage to help Christians avoid the false premise of the devil, which haven't changed from then to now. Lord, keep us steadfast in your word, says Matthew. Thanks for listening there in Michigan. The winner this week is soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson. Here he is on Jeremiah, false prophets then and today.
We find preachers and churches and Christians who blasphemously want to be more gracious and kind than God himself. They want to out-gospel him. That's really what these antinomian preacher opponents of Jeremiah are saying. God is love, and he loves you just the way you are. Everyone's dysfunctional. We can't help but to sin. God won't be angry. He gave us the temple. Well, wrong. This is clear as a bell in Jeremiah. God is angry, and what they were preaching wasn't really the gospel at all. It was a lie. It was false preaching because it refused to abide by God's word and to listen to it. And instead, it made up something that it called the gospel, but in fact, it was built upon placating the lusts of the flesh and keeping people docile sheep for Satan. I think that this is very much what is going on in the world today. And when churches just simply go along with it, you can hear the same sort of, oh, the worst sort of sin is to judge or to be self-righteous. Well, guess what? That's what the whole world thinks is the worst sin. These are the prophets of our age, and they must be condemned as Jeremiah condemned the false prophets of his day, lest we be destroyed just like Jerusalem has been destroyed.
That's the winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson, Jeremiah and False Prophets today. The winner of the LPR bundle package is Viola in Michigan. Send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. It's not too late to register for online classes at Concordia University, Wisconsin. They offer 50 online educational options for an associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree. Just click their logo at issuesetc.org, enter the promo code ISSUES, and they'll waive your application fee. Lifelong Lutheran Learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the spirituality of Hillary Clinton. Dr. Paul Kengor will be our guest. We'll also get a review of the movie Annabelle Creation from Pastor Ted Giese, and we'll talk with Dr. Jack Kilcrease about the teachings of 20th century Lutheran theologian Gerhard Ferdy. I'll say in advance of the conversation, probably one of the more influential Lutheran theologians on my early ministry. We'll talk the good, bad, and the ugly on Monday's Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you then. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes. Dedicated customer service and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.